Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me, and I'm not arguing with them because we have wonderful people calling in, so I know you're out there. In a few moments, I will be giving you two phone numbers. One is the worldwide phone number. That means any place except the United States and Canada. Please call in at 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, you share a phone number. 1-888-228-4494. Please call in anytime in the next hour. This is your hour. You're welcome to call in questions, topic conversations, that sort of thing. It's uninterrupted. So unless you call in, you're going to hear me talking for one whole hour. And I love company. We are trying to have a guest tonight. Allie, she is the, she was with us back in May. And back in May, we talked about her four books. She is the owner of Gypsy Girl Press. Magic, Gypsy Magic for the Lover Soul and Gypsy Magic for the Prosperity Soul are only two of the Gypsy Magic for the Soul series, both published by Gypsy Girl Press. She has so many interests and so many things to share with us, but unfortunately, she lives in Ohio, and we're having a little bit of trouble reaching her to bring her into the show. So be patient. We're getting in all circuits are busy. So just be patient with us. We're going to try to get her on as soon as we can and say your prayers for her out there. Let's hope that the weather has not done damage to her or her home. In the meantime, I had a gentleman ask me to give him some information about relationships. And should Allie not connect with us tonight, if she doesn't, don't worry. We'll get her on the show as soon as we can. We're going to talk about relationships, about the tarot cards, and about relationships. This gentleman has asked me to give us a little bit of information about the relationship between he and his wife, and he and his sweet, sweet newborn baby, just a couple of months old. So I'm going to throw a couple of cards and see what I can find out. Let me catch my breath right now, give you that phone number again for Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. There are two phone numbers, one for the United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494, worldwide 877-489-6350. Would love to have your questions tonight about relationships or anything else you'd like to ask about. Like I said, hopefully we'll get Allie on. She's a wonderful psychic in her own right. You would have fun working with her. Ah, the gentleman that just asked me to ask about relationships, I have the Lover's card in reverse. Tells me that there's been some stress and strain, but sweetheart, if you just had a baby a couple of months ago, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't worry about it. You also have the Nine of Swords up there, which happens to be the worry card. But what's interesting about the Nine of Swords is that it shows a person in bed sitting up with their hands over their face as though they're worried. Well, we all know that new parents hardly ever get enough sleep. Shows you in control as the King of Cups. It also shows a journey card here. The Six of Swords is your journey card. So if you were sitting in front of me, I would ask you, what journey are you taking in, probably the next 40, 45 days? You also have the Knight of Cups and the Knight of Wands, which tells me about your newborn child being very mature, coming in with an old and highly energetic soul. And, you know, this baby is so new, but I have to say, is your wife pregnant? Are we thinking about getting pregnant again? Because that certainly is an opportunity the two of you will have to face. The Hermit card is here also. He is the father of all esoteric studies. He's there to guide you, to protect you, make sure you're okay. We have the King of Pentacles. I'd have to say, sweet man, do you have a brother? If you do, he's giving not you some grief, but there is some concern in the family about him. Followed by the Star card in reverse. It seems like whoever this gentleman is, he's not putting in the energy that he needs to be putting in, and I kind of get the indication that he's not capable at this point. If you don't have a brother, I would look immediately to your best friend who is dark-haired, dark-skinned, and dark-eyed. The Six of Cups is also here in reverse. If I may suggest that you not believe everything you hear, even if it sounds very, very, very real. You also have the Four of Cups, which is your imagination and your dream card. Also have the Two of Cups, which is you watching your health over the next couple of months. The Five of Wands in reverse tells us that it's not time to be making major plans. It's time to be doing research. If you're considering looking at another option for your career right now, I would say not changing careers is probably the best deal, but certainly looking for expansion. Not changing your where you're working, but perhaps changing how you're doing your job and going on and learning more about the field where your heart sits. Where your heart sits is where you will be able to find your money in the long run. But where you are right now, you have money to go around, and your heart is filled with the pleasure of knowing that you're helping other people. Time to help yourself. You'll have wonderful opportunities by the middle to the end of October to make pretty important strides in that respect. I hope that answered your question. I have to say also about the wife. I know she wants to stay home more with the baby. Also, I see two opportunities. Actually, I see two hearts hanging in the air. Two opportunities to fill her heart with what she wants to do with her life's choices. She is making some pretty important choices about how her next 10 years will look, which, of course, affects you and the baby. Your baby's very, very money-oriented, not selfishly. Knows how to raise money for charity, knows how and when to share money and how to use it appropriately, all the time having a great time and lots of fun while they do it. This baby is going to be a challenge, but ever so rewarding to raise. You know, when the kids are coming in now, with them being crystal kids and grid kids and rainbow kids and you name it, we have all kinds of kids coming in. This one is coming in with an overdose of sensitivity. Glad that this child is born into your household. It was a good selection and agreement by both of you that you would help to raise this little human being. Going to give you challenges, but at the same time teach you probably twice as much as you're going to teach them. After the eight years or so, this kid just needs guidance, and that's about it. Continue to clothe them and bathe them and feed them well. This kid's on his way. Not that he's out the door, but he's well on his way to helping humanity and having a lot of fun doing it. If you have any other questions, sweet man, we'll go ahead and call in. I'll be glad to answer them. Or if you need any clarification for what we just went over, I will be more than happy to expand on that a little bit. With that in mind, world out there, worldwide, this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Worldwide, you get to call in on 877-489-6350. Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Please, it's an uninterrupted hour, and we would love to hear from you. We are still trying to get a hold of Allie. We hope that she will be with us to talk about dream travel, finding your soulmate, animal communication, environmental. Those were the four topics that we had going tonight. Hope we will get there. In the meantime, we're going to talk about relationships tonight. Relationships and how they affect all of us. We're going to talk about, since I'm a tarot reader, we're going to talk about which cards talk about tarot, talk about relationships. Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Hope you're out there listening, having a good time with us tonight. The Two of Cups is one of our relationship cards. Cups are all about emotions, all about emotions. And the Two of Cups also is a medical card in that it has the little medical doctor thing on it. I always say that word wrong, so I'm not going to say it. If somebody knows how to pronounce it correctly, please call in and tell me, and we'll talk about it. How's that for being sneaky about you getting you to call in on? In the tarot cards, the cups are all about emotions. And, you know, they always say that cups are not supposed to have any other energy, just like swords are not supposed to be mixed in with cups. But But every suit has a little bit of everything. You know, they call it cold, hard cash. But that cold, hard cash gives us emotions. It scares some of us. It gives security and a peaceful feeling to some of us. Swords, they are two-edged, and they're supposed to be devoid of emotion. But how do we use our brain? You know, we can play games with people, with our heads, with their heads. That affects them psychologically, emotionally. It works out that way. Wands, which represent, that wand looks a little bit like a stick with new growing things on it. That's supposed to be how we earn our money, how we bring in our security. It's all about career and jobs and that sort of thing. But it's not just that. It's how do we feel about all of that? How do we feel about our job? You know, we play head games with ourselves too. Yeah, you know, in the sword cards, there's a one called a prison card. You know, it's what prisons do we make for ourselves with our money and our emotions and our relationships. I just had a gentleman ask me to talk about he and his sweetie, who happens to be an older woman. Now, what's an older partner? Is that 2 years older, 10 years older, 12 years older, 15 years older? If you have a sense of what older means to you, call in and tell me that too, or ask me a question about that. In the meantime, let's talk about this gentleman and his older lady. A lot of sincerity going on between the relationship. Also some hidden fear, in a sense. I think the lady is just a little bit more dependent on him than he is on her in some ways. They have an honest relationship in how they approach their relationship. Seems like there are some distant changes about to happen with this relationship. Going perhaps to a different level of the relationship. Now, don't get all twisted out of gear there. That doesn't always mean it's ending. And it doesn't always mean that one level is ending and another one is beginning. Sometimes it just simply means we've got a different level of friendship going on here. And if I may say so, it is my opinion that if you're not a friend with your lover, you're not as good a lover, whatever lover means to you. But friendship is the basis, and here I'm going to say should be, the basis for all relationships on all levels. And when you have an older partner, they have experiences that you've not had. So if you have the friendship there, that helps you to understand that person a little better, and they hopefully will be patient enough with you to explain why they are and who they are at this particular time in their life. I'm feeling like this lady has developed some fears in the last 6 months, lots of insecurities and some fears that I'm not sure she's facing. And when she does, I'm not sure she's going to know what caused them. I think the things that he's going through right now are having a subconscious cause or subconscious energy that she's not picking up. Let me listen for just a moment. The radio has not gone dead. Just let me listen for just a second. With just a second or two of silence. I would have to ask him if she's packing her bags and packing boxes. Because I see boxes by her front door, which tells me that she's making changes as well. There's an indication that this gentleman is making changes in his life too. Now, I don't see them living together, and I don't see them going even to the same place, but there's obviously movement in both of their lives. It's very positive for her. Ooh, this is going to be a wealth of growth for her. Wealth of growth. She's going to be touching psychological things that she's never touched before, and she's going back to face fears, and she's going back to take care of old karma. She's going to come out of this in a year, year and a half, a better, more solid person. That's good. Seems like he's also got some boxes by the front door. His move will probably be before hers, although she's planning on hers being before his. Don't think that's going to happen. Got some glitches going on there. But actually, they're moving apart in one way, but moving closer in the long run, emotionally. Do I hear a beep? Do I have a phone call? Hello? Hi?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
My name's Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hi.
How can I help you? What does Sir Barrett have for you tonight?
I had gotten on, I saw the link on Allie's website.
Yes.
So I'm listening to you, and I'm very interested in tarot reading, too, so it's very fascinating for me to hear it. And I was wondering if you could tell me, I'm trying to find out some information. My husband and I split about 4 months ago, but we were having problems for a really long time before that. And I have this thing, this torch I've been carrying around for over 10 years for an ex-boyfriend. And
that kind of got in your way, didn't it?
Yeah, and I tried to push it aside for a really long time, but it just kept rearing its ugly head, and I have a lot of dreams about him and a whole bunch of different things. And my question is, can you tell me if you see anything about where I'm going? And my ex-husband, well, soon-to-be ex-husband, he gives me a lot of grief. He fights with me all the time, and I want peace in my life, you know, and I don't know if I want to be alone or I don't.
You won't be alone.
It feels like
this ex that was obviously unfinished business. You didn't get to deal with that 110%, which is interesting. And he also was a refuge for you in memory and in heart while you were going through a difficult relationship. So you've put a lot of faith in an ex and the possibilities of an ex. And I'm not going to argue with you about that, but what I see is you going to what I call new blood, a new relationship. And that relationship will be strong enough that it will help you to forget and to need your past relationship. Have you contacted him?
I've tried to, yes.
And no response?
So far, no. The last contact was actually his sister, and that was a few weeks ago.
You'll hear from him. It's going to take some nerve on his part. It's going to take, he's afraid to contact you.
Do you know why?
Two reasons. He doesn't want to get something stirred up that he can't continue. And he's afraid that if he does see you and something does come up, then it's going to throw a lot of wrenches in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And his personal life. And he's not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not ready.
But he's going to contact me.
He will. He'll give in to the temptation, so to speak.
Hmm.
Number one, because he wants to, I hear him saying, do right by you. He wants to make sure you're okay, even though he can find out from his sister or from some, you know, other mutual friends. He wants to see you. His level of answer to the question, are you okay, is deeper than what most people would give him. They'll say she's a survivor. Yes, it's hard on her. She's having a hard time right now, but she'll get over it. You know, they'll tell him that, you know, don't do this. Don't open Pandora's box. She'll be fine. But what he wants to see is your eyes. He wants to make sure his version of okay is what the same as theirs or better.
I've just had it's funny because I've had so many things throwing me in his direction, which is what makes it really hard.
You'll have contact with him.
I'm sorry?
You'll have contact with him.
Yeah, well, it's eating at me because I found out a company he worked for. Now I see these trucks from this company everywhere. I know the town he lives in. My job keeps sending me up there. And I was never going up there before. Now I'm up there like every week and a half.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, oh, God, torture. I know where he lives, and I can't even do anything about it.
No, you can't. You've reached out. Let him make the decision now.
Right.
Let him make the decision.
Okay.
He will. He will respond. Just give him time.
But do you have any idea what the response is going to involve?
He'll call you.
Is it just going to be like, hey, how are you? Good. Okay, you're right. Bye.
No. He'll talk probably two or three times because he genuinely wants to know you're okay. He doesn't want superficial stuff. He wants to know you're okay. And talking to you and seeing you, even if it's just one time over a cup of coffee, will answer that, you know, will give him that response. But he will probably tell you, we're not going anywhere. But it's good to know that you feel this way about me. It's good to know you cared about all this time. I'm sorry I can't reciprocate, da-da-da-da-da. But we can have this level of friendship. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. What a beautiful friendship that could be. Very few people have that level of friendship. You know, embrace what he's willing to share with you because that's the best he can do.
Interesting.
But you've got a new person late December, maybe even sharing Christmas with him, that, as they say, the youngsters say, blow your socks off. Is that still a term? Somebody that really, really gets your attention.
I'm not that young, so, but I've heard it. The funny thing is, though, I have no interest in anybody right now.
Yeah, you don't right now. Don't worry about it. Just go through what you're going through right now. Get your divorce behind you. Get your feet back on the ground. Get some of those cracks in your heart healed up. Cry your tears. Shout your shouts. Do whatever you need to do to clear your system. And then settle into a new relationship, even if it's a friendship. You don't want to have a new relationship by bringing all this garbage with you. You just don't want to. You want to have a clear head and a clean heart with anything you start. And give yourself some space and time. It'll be there.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Will you call me in a couple of months and tell me how you're doing?
All right. I will definitely try to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gail. Take care of yourself. Thank you for calling.
Have a great night.
You too, hon. Bye-bye. See, relationships are tricky, aren't they, world? They're very, very tricky. All kinds of levels, all kinds of relationships. And sometimes our ego is not ready to accept what another person has to share with us. But like Gail just said, she never got over this guy. And she's trying really hard to put it to rest or start something up. But if he's not ready, he, meaning a global he or she, is not ready, I encourage people to be gracious and accept what the other person can give you. That's all they can give you, and take it as a blessing. And if it happens to be the hand lifted out in friendship, grab the hand and go with it. Those friendships can often be the most precious because you're both sharing something with each other that you're not sharing with anybody else in the world. What a blessing that can be. If you have a question or a comment, call us on Worldwide. That's any place except the United States at 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Allie, if you're listening, girl, call in and let us know how you're doing. We're a little bit worried about you now. Allie Thief was going to be with us tonight to talk about dream travel, finding your soulmate. That would go right along with all this tonight, wouldn't it? A little bit about animal communication, maybe environment stuff. She's the owner of Gypsy Girl Press. You can go on Allie's website. It's, of course, the HTTP, all of that, www.gypsygirlpress.com or gypsyadvice.com. You can reach her at ask Allie, A-L-I-E, two L's, at gypsyadvice.net. She's written four books of gypsy magic, one for the prosperity soul, the other one for the lover soul. She's an amazing, amazing metaphysician, just amazing. Get in touch with her. Tell her you missed her on our show tonight, and tell her to hurry up. We do have her scheduled for October the 2nd. We're going to be talking about magic in the home, and but right now I'm a little bit concerned, so if you... If anybody goes on her website and see if there are any notices or anything about her not being able to be on, give me a call. I would appreciate it. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me, and I believe them. We were talking about relationships and how the how the cups. How the tarot cards look at relationships in the four different suits and major arcana cards. The Lover's card, of course, is part of the major arcana, and it shows a man and a woman reaching out for each other. I mean, the Lover's card, that says it all, doesn't it? Let's talk about that word lover for a moment. There are different levels and kinds of lovers. The word lover in the tarot suit, yes, it speaks of sex, but it also speaks of intimacy. You and your best friend, girlfriend or boyfriend, two guys, two girls, a man and a woman, whoever your best friend is, there's a level of intimacy that you don't share with anybody else. In fact, a friend of mine and I were talking about that just the other night. She was saying, you know, you and I don't withhold anything from each other. We tell everything. We give each other honest answers, no hidden agenda, no lies, nothing. But we're not that way with other people. And we were talking about friendships as a whole that night. And she's right. There are certain people that you have a level of intimacy with that you do not share with other people, even though you may call them one of your best friends. Or my sister is my best friend, my brother, my mother, whatever. There are different levels of intimacy with people, verbally, even how we touch people, even if we're just friends. I have friends that I don't do the casual touch on their arm or give them a different kind of hug. It's all about intimacy. But yes, sex enters in there. And even with sex, there's different kind of sex that we share with each other. So when you talk about the Lover card in the tarot deck or it shows up in your readings, you have to look at the other cards around it and, of course, listen to your psychic self, your inner voice, and see what it tells you and see what the other cards tell you. I've had the Lover card show up for sisters, for mother and son. That doesn't mean that they're jumping in bed together. It means that they have a very intimate, very sincere, close relationship. Okay, we talked a few minutes ago about the Two of Cups. The cups represent emotions, period, in the tarot deck, one of the minor suits. We just talked about the Lover's card. You know, we can talk about the Empress card also as a card of emotional relationships, all kinds of relationships. The Empress card is one of the major cards in major arcana, and she shows up for pregnancies and new beginnings, and she's a very powerful lady, very, very powerful lady, upright or in reverse. She's another form of new beginnings. If you have a different meaning for her, by all means, or any of these cards that we talk about tonight, by all means, call in and share your meanings, because I learned a long time ago that you can buy a book about the tarot cards. Hundreds, thousands of books out there written by very knowledgeable people who have researched and really sought into ancient knowledge. Let me interject right here. The older the book, the better. Find as old a book as you can possibly find. If you have to go to the rare book section in your library, do so. If they won't let you check books out, sit down and read while you're there. Because everything written since then is simplified and often regurgitated, but added to. And I get to say that because I've written a couple of tarot books. So, in fact, I have a kit out right now. But I simplified everything, and we tend to do that because our world today wants everything fast, right now. And when I put this kit together, it's a basic group of items. It's tarot tools. It's called tarot tools. But I simplified it. Well, other writers have done it, too, for hundreds of years now. So the older the material you can get, the more in-depth and detailed it will get about the tarot cards or numerology or astrology or anything else. So with that said, go ahead and read those old books. Look for them at the book at bookstores to buy. Look for them at garage sales. Anything like that, and enjoy them. Yes, they may be written in a way that you might not find easy to read, but weed through it. It's fun. Okay, I think I lost my train of thought while I was doing that. The Chariot card is the card of communications, and we can't talk about relationships without talking about communication. So that's what we're going to do. The chariot card has what looks like a charioteer. In fact, in some decks he's called a charioteer. Has a black sphinx and a white sphinx. And the black is supposed to be your male. And it looks kind of like a lion with a human head. And the white one has a breast, an image of breast, so it's supposed to be the female. What's interesting about this is that in the middle of the chariot are wings, and underneath that a shield that has what looks like a nut and a screw on it. This system, this symbol with the wings on it, supposedly during World War I, was lifted off of this by the British and put on their medics as shields for their medics. The chariot card also has astrology symbols on it and speaks of the throat chakra and the third eye chakra. So can't have a good relationship without good communication, at least an effort towards good communication. Now, the word communication is also broad when it comes to relationships. Touching somebody's hand is a form of communication. You don't have to say a word. A hug, good communication, a look. Oh, my goodness, we could talk about looks for hours. Everything from the teacher's look to the mother's look. We all have had mothers or fathers. All they had to do was cut their eyes a certain way, and we were in trouble, or gifted with a smile. Communication, it's a biggie. And as we get to know people better, we've dated them a long time, been married a while, we can look across the room at a party and tell by the look on their face that they're ready to go home or they're having a great time, one or the other. So don't forget communication when you're working on relationships. Ace of Cups, there are four aces in the deck. They're all offers. Ace of Cups shows a hand coming out of the sky with a cup in it, and it is an offer of emotion. Don't have to take it. Or else it's an offer of something else based on emotion. A job, because they like you, they trust you, but it's still an offer. Don't have to take it. Got the Ten of Pentacles. That's called the Kabbalah card or the Tree of Life card. It's all about family. Now, see, pentacles are supposed to be cold, hard cash. So what is this? These Ten Pentacles, what are these Ten Pentacles doing on a family card? Well, got to have some security, got to buy the food, got to get around in these days, a car to get places. This particular card shows a family group from the god with the grandfather image all the way down to kids and dogs playing. Archway, not sharp corners, but an archway. And it says it is the business of family or family business. Family business is how you make your profit. Maybe you own the local restaurant. The family, the business of family is making sure everybody gets to the doctor and school on time. So it works. That's all about emotions, because you care about all that stuff. So, see, pentacles have emotions in them. The Hangman, got to have that balance. Got to have balance in your life when it comes to relationships. Got to have balance. I have a friend leaving. I have to give him a hug. I'm sorry, folks. Internationally, we're sharing a hug. And see you tomorrow with a dear friend. Enjoy your evening. Okay, let's see. The Three of Cups, that's called the party card. The party card is ready to have a good time. In reverse, it's like being commanded to come to that party. You're going to go to the wedding even though you know the marriage is never going to last. That sort of thing, when the card's in reverse. The number three itself is your Trinity number. The number three is the fruition number. Two things coming together to make a third. So it's you and your best friend did a wedding reception and put it together, or a what do they call it, a shower for a good friend, family reunions, gatherings, any kind of gathering. Office gathering, doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be gigantic. Anytime you have two or more people together, it's party time anyway, as long as you have the right attitude. Don't even have to have liquor. Heavens no. Good conversation, maybe good food, maybe coffee. But you don't have to. Had to get a swig of water there, sorry. So the Three of Cups is there to remind us about the emotions, about the relationships with people in general. See, you have a relationship with everybody you lay eyes on during the day. Everybody you share a smile with, or don't, you've had a relationship with that person of some sort on some level. You don't have to, just because the word relationship automatically assumes I've met you, I know you, I like or dislike you, I trust or don't trust you, all those things. The word relationship implies that we know someone on some level. Doesn't have to. You can see the same car at the same stop sign every morning at 7:45 on the way to work. You might even think you know them well enough in their car and yours, having never met them, that you want to be nice one morning and let them go first. That's a relationship with that person. You're showing them a courtesy. Or if you don't let them go by, a discourtesy, and boop, you might have a wreck. But anyway, there are all kinds of relationships. When you talk about relationships in the tarot cards, like with the Ten of Cups, that's the family card. Now, we had the Ten of Pentacles a while ago, which is a family card. That's the money-based card. The Ten of Cups shows a family, a man and a woman, and two children. Looks like a boy and a girl. And it's called the rainbow card because ten cups are wedged in the design of a rainbow. Ten adds up to one. Even though there are four people on this card, we are one family. Want to think about that for a minute? Thought you would. So that family card, if it's you and your Pomeranian, it doesn't matter. You're a family. You have a relationship. You feed that little thing and you love it and you take care of it, just like you probably would a kid, or maybe did children. So the Ten of Cups is all about family, those that you consider blood or chosen family. That's a whole nother show, that chosen family thing. And sometimes we're closer to chosen families than we ever were to our blood families. And thank heaven for that, because they've allowed us to share with someone who we are. And we're trusting enough on some level, even if it's just a little bit, to let them love us. That's kind of, you want to think about that one for a minute too? Can't have a relationship unless it's a little bit of a give and take. It's real hard to have a relationship without a give and take. You hear about one-sided relationships all the time. In fact, somebody was just telling me today, I don't keep in touch with that person much anymore because it became too difficult. It was too one-sided. And yet that person that he was speaking of made the comment to somebody else, wondering why my friend didn't call him more, when in reality, he was the one doing all the work. The one he was calling was not responding. People don't realize, I think, sometimes that they're not responding. So you got to have a little bit of that trust and communication going on, and it's got to go both ways. You know, if somebody doesn't return your phone calls after a whole year, either they're having trouble of some sort, or they don't care, and they're just not returning the phone call. Maybe they think they did. So we give them another call in a couple of weeks, but eventually you're going to stop. So that family card, lots of stuff going on there in families. Good old families. The Hangman, he's a major arcana card. He's all about relationships, whether we realize it or not. Looks, he's called the Trinity card because he has three T's. This person, looks like a guy, is hanging upside down on a tree. It looks like a T, the letter T. And he's hanging by one, what looks like it would be his left leg, but to us looking at it, it's his right. And then his other leg is bent at the knee, which makes another T. His arms are behind him, which makes another T, another branch. And then his head is enriched with gold, or the yellow color. So he's got three T's. His arms, his legs, and he's hanging by a T, a branch, a wand is what it kind of looks like. The number three is your fruition number. But this card is 10, 11, 12, which adds up to three. There's that three again, your fruition. The Hanged Man. This card tells you, because of the yellow around his head, tells you that he's in perfect balance even when he feels like he's out of balance. And sometimes in the most difficult times of our life, the most difficult times of our life, that's when we are better in tune with ourselves. We're better balanced than we've ever been. Even though things around us may be just going crazy. Maybe we had lost a relationship. Maybe a loved one passed away, animal or person. And everything happens. I had a friend not long ago that it seemed like her mom passed, her closest aunt, an uncle out of state, and then her 15-year-old dog. Approximately 15. I mean, everything happened to this lady within like 3 months or something like that. I may have the timing off, but it was very, very close. She was close to all these people. She had stayed at home with her mom for years. So everything happened. And, of course, she decided to move from her home. She no longer had really close relatives. So her chosen family stepped in, helped her take care of herself. Financially, emotionally, every way possible, made sure she didn't hurt for much of anything. Things were crazy. But during that time, she also had to pay attention to herself. She had to find a job. She had to emotionally get a grip. She had to mentally get a grip. And she had to control any action that may have negatively affected her. See? There's balance there, even though it may not feel like it, because you have to pay attention to what's going on around you, towards yourself. Those that don't have a harder time, but even the ones that we think are not paying attention to themselves, they are on some level. It just takes them a little longer to put it together. So even the hangman has something to do with relationships. The devil card, he's a stinker. The devil card's gotten a bad rap as far as I'm concerned. He's a Capricorn card, and he's one of the major arcana cards. And yes, he's all black. His background is black. He is the number 15, which adds up to 6, which can be the sacrifice number. It shows a devil-looking guy with wings, and he's standing on a rectangle. He's got his claws in there, and then attached to the rectangle block by chains is a male and a female. And the devil himself is lighting the tail with fire of the male, who in turn has his hand out reaching for the female, who has grapes as part of her figure. They both have chains, and they both have horns. This is a card about temptation. It's a card about extremes, obsessions. Too much food, not enough. Too much work, not enough. Too much play, not enough. And it's perfectionism, obsessions, obsession with things or people, whatever. But it's a card about new beginnings. You know, the old saying about the devil made me do it. Well, maybe the devil did make you do it, but that's part of you. If you're listening, yeah, got to listen to that part of yourself. But extremes are sometimes positive and sometimes negative in relationships, in the relationship world. We have to be careful about temptations. The temptation to spoil our partner, whoever that partner is. The temptation to maybe not be honest because we're afraid of the reaction. That's a possibility too. So you have to look at what your actions or non-actions can do to a relationship. Not being honest with a person. But first of all, you have to realize you're not being honest. So it's kind of catchy, isn't it? Honesty to one person may not be honesty to another. Concern, caring, ignoring somebody. Sending them out of your life because you don't want to mess with them. But you don't tell them why. Honesty is probably the hardest thing to do 110% on any level of any friendship, because we as human beings, a lot of us are afraid of rejection. So we are tempted to tell the other person what we think we want them to hear. Maybe there's a grain of salt of truth in there. And I'm certainly not a psychiatrist. I've just lived a while. So these are observations that I've made, and probably the same you've made, but somebody out there must be needing to hear this, or it wouldn't be coming out of my mouth tonight. Spirit's really strong tonight. So think about what you're doing with relationships, or not, and how you can make them healthier, whatever that means to you. And you know what? Speaking of therapists of all kinds, don't be afraid of therapy. Even if you just need one session to hash out with somebody an issue that you can't take to a best friend or whoever, your minister, your priest, whoever. Sometimes therapists will have a little bent to ask you the right questions to get you to think. So don't be afraid of going to therapy. So, the devil card, all about relationships. I kind of like the devil card. Gets our attention. Definitely gets our attention. Now, we've got the Hierophant. The Hierophant is the marriage card. He looks like a priest. He's called Papas in some decks. He's the number five. The Hierophant also is sitting on a throne with his feet on a box, and the box has keys. And he has two figures, which kind of look like altar boys or priests, at his feet. He has gray columns, and gray is the color of wisdom and knowledge. Do I have a caller?
Yes.
I heard your voice, but I can barely hear you.
How about now?
That's much better. Who is this?
My name is Jonathan. I'm using Skype, so I don't know how clear it comes through.
So far, you're doing just great, Jonathan. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, you know, this is one of the issues that I'm addressing. You know, it's funny how you said you wouldn't be saying it unless it needed to be said. Some people, as you know, knowledge has many layers of understanding that we attach to symbols that we call words. Some people heard what you said and understand what you mean. Other people heard and understood the words, but may not fully understand what that means, as one spirit flowing through everything. It's interesting, the self-honesty deal, because a lot of us are thinking in terms of relationship. But this world, our DNA, somehow got programmed so that humans are by default dishonest with themselves, with their reality. They're in denial of contradiction. And this is why we hang on to this reality. It's quite a thing. And there's a lot of fear attached to that, as you probably know, as far as being honest. Because we can be honest in relationships, but then if we're going to point our finger at anybody and say they are good or they are bad, and then have a hamburger, go hunt deer and call it a sport, then we're in direct contradiction. And that, by default, keeps you on a negative, or not negative, but how about a dishonest wavelength. And the first thing that occurred to me then was this. If the truth is eternal, that means it cannot change. Therefore, anything that changes, whether it be your mind, your reality, your clothes, your hair, your beliefs, the world around you, it has to, by definition, by understanding, by default, be illusion. So the real you is the truth, that which does not change. What you subject yourself to, or what we are subjected to, is the illusion, that which changes. The problem is everybody's letting their experience define who they are. Rather than being the experiencer, they're becoming the experience, and it's being used against them like they're all tennis balls in a tennis match, being toggled between black, white, good, bad, right, wrong, and it's creating karma. It's creating suppression. And it's, it depends upon what you know about the world and how it's controlled and the hierarchy of control. But that is the biggest thing, and honesty is the number one, as you know, the spirit of truth.
Absolutely. It
can be very, very piercing.
Mm-hmm. There's not a trouble with your statement at all. I buy into it, I repeat it. But the trouble with most people is that on all levels of growth is their version of truth. And how
they share it. It's kind of like this. The people that know, that are in what you would call the know, are kind of, a good metaphor would be to say that they are on a broadband connection. Those that are not in the know are on a 56K connection. So it's not that you can't give them the truth, but it would be like watching a YouTube video and having to wait 30 minutes. Most people that maybe are involved with world control that wouldn't want to be, maybe try to tell people, but there's so much, they would need 500 sentences going simultaneously to even begin to get the correct truth to the person, because that's how dense the information is. And so they just either become an artist like Bob Dylan, or they, you know, they just silence themselves. They just stare at you and shake their head. So extreme patience is going to be required, which is what I've been doing on YouTube. Adam Pants 2007 is what I go under on
YouTube. Say that again so everybody can hear you. What is it?
It's Adam Pants 2007.
Okay.
It's all one word, A-D-A-M-P-A-N-T-S 2007. And through the guidance that I'm getting, which would be too hard to explain right now, unless I had 500 miles, is to take it step by step. Because if someone becomes in a fearful state, anxious, just like cramming for an exam, you try to take the whole thing in at once, and you paralyze the mind. Somehow the truth has gotten... I had my veil lifted about 2 years ago. So I've seen, okay? I've seen. And once you see what's going on, you have a completely new perspective. And so I've been guided to take it step by step, working with belief systems, putting two and two together somewhat. I don't want to overwhelm people with facts or data, because that will not allow them to learn. So, you, of course, you have to use a lot of rhetoric. And so I've come face to face with what J. Edgar Hoover was talking about. However, I'm pulling through it and kind of activating spirit. I'm not taking credit for it. It's something else. It's a coordinated effort. Somehow, because I wasn't religious, the irony, and I'm still not, but the irony is this. Through what has happened, the imposition through certain ways, when they know when you wake up, just put it that way, okay, religion was imposed upon me. Through rebelling from it and then taking guidance from the Spirit, I accidentally discovered that what Christ was talking about was true. And people misinterpret it because they don't understand the reality that they're in. There's a lot of disinformation in the Bible, sure, but somebody at some time knew what this reality was, and they knew the correct way to interpret it. And I know it wasn't a Jesuit or an Illuminati member. Couldn't have been, because whoever said those parables knew what this was, and whoever's controlling the world right now, if they knew the meaning and were able to come to the conclusions that this man came to, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. Therefore, somebody at some time knew. And I guarantee you that person wouldn't be concerned with his name or people ritualistically accepting his name. Otherwise, what are all the lessons for? But the lessons I found out, there's no way people are going to understand the meaning until they see for themselves. They're not going to understand what that man knew about this hive mind control.
Jonathan, have you written an essay on this?
I speak it verbally because people in these days have the attention span of newborn kittens.
Well,
they're very distracted by bright and shiny objects.
I understand that, but there are those that like to read things over and over and over again, that like to take four or five lines at a time and analyze it. So at some point in time, I really encourage you to write what you've just said and put it either on a blog or something.
I speak it all verbally, that everybody can hear it. And I know some people can read faster than they listen, but there's a lot embedded upon one's voice. There's more than just words.
Absolutely.
So you're
absolutely. But I really, because
I
people don't hear every single word,
I know.
You know, even the
they
scientists.
They all filter the reality.
Yeah, it's not theirs. But if they read something four or five times, it becomes more ingrained. So I like to hear it.
Here's my number one thing, though, and I tell everybody, do not memorize what I say. And people say, I've listened to you three times now, and then I have to correct them. Because all I'm doing is metaphor. And if somebody tries to memorize the words, then they're grasping onto illusion. So all I want to do is be able to shape their mind so that they find the truth from within. And that's very important, which is why I've avoided writing anything. And plus, I think way too fast. It's very much painful for me to use words at all. Linear language is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh,
you know?
Jonathan, I'm so sorry. They're buzzing at me. They're going to make me go up. Seth is going to whisper sweet nothing in my
YouTube.
Ear.
You can email me on YouTube if you check it out and see what I'm doing.
Let's say your YouTube thing again so people can reach you.
Adam Pants 2007. So it's ADAMPANTS 2007. And they can see what I'm doing.
So I have different steps
that I want people to go in. And I don't have them follow me. Anybody that would try to do that will be misleading you. So the number one thing I do is enable them and release them as much as I can from me, which would...
Well, I really appreciate your calling in tonight, Jonathan, and I hope that you will call in again. Thank you very much. Are you there? Good night. I may have been disconnected, folks. I'm not sure. So I'm going to say good night, and thank you for having been with me. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Be safe over your Labor Day weekend, and come back and join us next week. Hopefully we can get Allie on here next week. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to share a smile.